Lawyers for detained Burmese opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi today appealed the recent conviction that extended her years-long house arrest, a day after the ruling military government announced it was releasing thousands of other prisoners. Over 7,000 convicts at prisons across Myanmar, also called Burma, were released today for good behavior on humanitarian grounds. The amnesty comes ahead of the opening of this year's UN General Assembly session, which is under increased pressure from Western countries to do something about the country's human rights record. The executive director of Burma Campaign UK, Anna Roberts, told Kelsey Brennan Wessels that she hopes there will be a resolution from the General Assembly.
It certainly will be discussed, and we're hoping that there will be a robust resolution from the General Assembly on Burma. One of the things that the democracy movement is calling for is an arms embargo on the regime at the moment. You know, there's nothing to stop many countries from selling arms to this brutal dictatorship, and also an investigation into the crimes that this regime are committing, because apart from the more than 2,000 political prisoners that the regime holds, including Aung San Suu Kyi, in eastern Burma, the regime are waging war against ethnic peoples. They're committing war crimes, crimes against humanity, by directly targeting civilians, use of forced labor, using rape as a weapon of war against ethnic women and children. So we're also calling for these crimes to be investigated, and we hope this is something that the General Assembly will discuss.
Myanmar's prime minister will also be attending the General Assembly, which is the first time in a decade that a high-ranking officer from Myanmar has participated in the General Assembly.
It is the first time that they've attended, and clearly the regime is trying to really integrate in the international community. It's trying to present itself as a normal country. You know, it's, as I say, these sort of sham elections next year, which are nothing to do with democracy. They're about entrenching dictatorship under a sort of sham civilian government. So this is another demonstration, and the regime trying to integrate themselves into the international community. But of course, you know, we all know their aim is to maintain power and continue dictatorship.